The one thing I did want to say in regards to Vacation Bible School, for us as a church, and this is going to be the sermonette basically. I realize it's after lunch, or it's afternoon, but of the kids that came to VBS, a lot of them were church kids elsewhere. The only kids that are here for the report are kids that are in our church. You know, VBS, it's not about necessarily getting more kids to come to church or getting their families to come. And it's really a picture of the way the world is changing to a certain degree. One dad told me his kids had already been in three other VBSs this summer. You know? My kids have already been in one VBS. Most parents will take their kids to more than one VBS in a summer. Because it's not just about territory. It's not just about having your kids or getting more kids to come. It's about teaching kids about Jesus. One of the most lasting long-term effects of Vacation Bible School in my family is not from a Vacation Bible School I've done. You know, my kids pray every night for missionaries that they received their names like 2 years ago from First Baptist Saginaw. They were doing amazing adventures or something. It was about airplanes, and their focus, they got another missionary's name each night on a little ticket. And William took that to heart, and he started praying for him, and he would memorize them. And we're talking, he took months trying to remember what their names were, and if he just couldn't remember, then he'd dig out the ticket and look at it and put it away. He can rattle off those names. Catherine, hearing him do it so much, she didn't even participate in that VBS. She was too young. She's praying for at least one of those missionaries every night. It's not about, you know, I mean, can you imagine what would it be like if First Baptist said, why aren't those kids coming to our church? We don't want them to come to our VBS. It's not about that. It's a thing that's happening where, you know, we take from where we can. Instead of you having three options of what you're going to watch, CBS, ABC, or NBC, there's all sorts of things. And you might take something from over here, you might take something else from over here, and we patch it all together. We're seeing this a lot, you know, with the advent of YouTube. Lots of times, especially in the homeschooling world, parents will, they'll have a curriculum, but then they'll supplement it from all around. And that's basically what we're doing in the Christian life these days. And it's not a new idea. We've been doing it for years. You go to church on Sunday, but you listen to other preachers all through the week on the radio. You're supplementing. It's pretty much the same idea. And so lots of parents are supplementing. And it can be hard for us to know how we're going to serve in the future when things are less about territory. You know, what do we do? How do we serve? And the word I'd like to share with you real briefly, real quick, in John chapter 12, Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross, and there are some Greeks among those who were going up to worship at the feast. They were all there for the feast of Passover. They came to Philip, and they said, we want to speak to Jesus. We want to see Jesus. And Jesus never deals with them. Instead, he says in verse 23 of chapter 12, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Now my soul has become troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. There came then a voice out of heaven. I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. What's interesting in this passage is Jesus is talking about his own hour of his death. The hour is coming and is now already here for the Son of Man to be glorified. But as he's talking about his death, he can't help but teach us about our own lives. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Jesus needed to die on the cross that he might bear fruit. Us. He takes his life and death and looks to us then in verse 25. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. Where I am, there my servant will be also. If Jesus dies to himself so that we might be saved, and he says elsewhere, if anybody is going to follow him, they must first die to themselves and follow him. We must take up our cross and follow him. I think if it's true about Jesus and if it's true about us, it's true about the church. The church has to die to itself. The church has to follow Jesus, and Jesus went to the cross. I think the attitudes that are so easy in my heart and in our hearts to develop, an attitude of territorialism. I want more kids to come to church with us. I think we got the goods. We got good stuff. I want them to learn about Jesus, and I want their parents to learn about Jesus. I want their parents to learn how to teach their children about Jesus. And so it's very easy when Vacation Bible, you don't want to show pictures of kids scattered around. You want to show pictures of a room full. And we have a desire to see a room full, but Jesus has not saved us so that we might create a room full. He has saved us that we might die to ourselves, and ourselves, our desires for a room full. His desire is that we would go out and spread the gospel, that we would die to ourselves and serve him. He says, if I don't die, I can't bear fruit. If a seed doesn't die, doesn't go into the ground and die, it doesn't bear fruit. It doesn't come into a tree. It doesn't become wheat. And in a similar way, we as believers and we as a church need to die to ourselves. We can't be worried about holding on. We can't be worried about keeping it. We can't be worried about what are we building. It's so easy, isn't it, though? I mean, you don't want to let go all that has gone before. And yet, as I think about Vacation Bible School, of saying, you know what, it doesn't matter how many we have show up, we're going to do the best we can for them. And I honestly thought it was going to be even smaller than last year. I just thought we're going to have fewer. I mean, I usually overbuy food. We barely made it on the food every night. And I overbuy food. I guess for once, Tom, I needed to overbuy the food. Speaking of which, smorgasbord this Wednesday night. We encourage you to come. Leftovers, not only of VBS, but also of the last couple of Wednesday night dinners. It'll be wonderful. It'll be yummy. I'm sorry I'll miss it. But we have to die to ourselves in a sense. It can't be about how many of the kids that came are members of Eagle Mountain Baptist Church. It's got to be more about, are we imparting to them a word of wisdom, the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that they can grow? And I think that's what we did this week. We taught them about Jesus, that he calls each one of us to be his disciples, that he teaches us through his word and through his actions and through the people around us, that he saves us, he provides for us, he keeps us safe, and ultimately that he saves us. I thank you for helping us, even if you weren't able to be here. Not everybody was able to be here, but a lot of you donated items, a lot of you gave food. A lot of you gave money. And if nothing else, you regularly tithe. VBS comes out of our budget. You're a part of it. And so I thank you for the part that you played. I thank you for your prayers. And I hope this has been a worship of God, of what he has done. Because honestly, this week was a big pick-me-up for me, just of seeing God work. And next year, there will be a position of VBS coordinator because I'm awful at it. Just want to put that little bug out there. If you're a very type A, lists-oriented person, I'm a very ethereal, hey, let's do a VBS and maybe have something about a lake in it. And then I just sit back and see what happens because I'm sure it'll all come together by the end. So we need better than that. Let's pray, shall we, and thank the Lord for this week. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your work in our lives. We thank you. that you take what is at sometimes pathetic of us, and you shine your glory upon it, you shine your mercy into it, and you make it wonderful. We thank you, Lord, for the ways that you have overcome our human frailty this week. We thank you for the children and the families that participated in Vacation Bible School. We pray for them, Lord, that what they learned would stay with them, even if they don't remember the exact details, what they heard and understood. May it go into their heart. May they not even necessarily remember where they learned it, but may they know it, that you have sent your Son for us, that you call us to follow him. We thank you, Father, for all you've provided, and we pray that we would continue to be a source of living water for those around us, whether they stay and join us or if they just take a drink and keep moving. We pray, Lord, we would be a source of the living water of grace to them in their lives. And we pray that you would help us to die to our own desires, that we might live for you in all things. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.